I'm Dane Foley, joined today by Bill Davis. Bill, of course, is with the Vincennes YMCA. Bill, thank you for coming in.
No problem.
So, talk about what's going on at the Y.
Sure. We got want to kind of plug three things here that we have going on. First one is we are taking registrations for our high school March Madness League.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a four-week league through the month of March. It is for high school students, grades 9 through 12. A couple things on there is no co-ed teams are going to be allowed to register. We do say if you want to try to put an all-girls team in there, that's fine, but it's mainly all
teams so it is
full of boys.
It's a men's league.
Yeah, so sort of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But if there's an all-girls team, we wouldn't turn them away.
Right.
We are only doing a max of 8 teams in the league.
Okay.
Each team will play 8 games through the month of March. They'll play on Tuesday, Thursday nights, and then we'll have a schedule. Once we get all the teams in, then we'll be able to create that schedule. And then the season will end with a single elimination tournament, who can be crowned the March Madness high school basketball. A couple things on there. The registration cost is $350 per team.
Okay.
Each team can have a max of 10 players, but no less than 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Registration paper form can be picked up at the YMCA, or you can go to our Facebook site and download it from there. But those and the money need to come in basically at the same time. There are, like I said, 8 games. No high school player that has JV or varsity experience
this season. Yes.
Yeah. obviously, because those guys are still playing.
Right.
Just kind of competitive advantage. We don't want to worry about that. There's not going to be any a big money award, because we can't do that or anything like that at the end. But high school players are not eligible, for certain
And
stuff
yes,
rules and stuff like that. So anyways, we just kind of say, let's keep them those guys out of the mix. So anyways, if you got a team, you're a high school player or a high school age, and you want to throw in a team, contact Jacob if you have any questions at the YMCA. Our phone number is 895-9622, and he can answer all your questions. And so registration date is coming up really quick. Get your teams ready. Get them signed up. So
they are playing for some hardware, right? Though, I mean, there's gonna be a trophy.
We'll look at some kind of trophy. We may dig in deep into the attic or somewhere.
I'm sure we got something somewhere.
Yeah, we got something to share with.
Give them that 1982 trophy.
Funny story. We found one, something about that. It was like some time ago, and it said something about a midget league.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so we kind of...
It's
kind of weird that, that happened, but, news to me. But whatever. Now, we'll have them something. There'll be something that gets taken place in there. But anyways, yeah. So you got, high school league. It's going to go by quick. It's only going to be for a month. But, get your teams in there if you want to play. The other thing I want to talk about is we are hosting a complimentary veterans lunch for area veterans in the Knox County area, Lawrence County, wherever area of our YMCA. This will be held on Wednesday, February 25th at lunchtime at noon, and it will be held at the Betty J. McCormick Center. We have recently remodeled an area in there and created a more dining space. So we're going to be in there. This is totally free event. We will have guest speaker Justin Jones, who is the Knox County VA resource officer. He will be in sharing some good information with you. So if you are a veteran or know someone that is a veteran that would reach out to them or whatever, you don't have to register. But if you want any more information on this or whatever, we don't have much information out on it, on our websites or anything like that, but you can call Dennis at the Y.
Okay.
Just 812-895-9622. They'll get you in touch with him. He'll let you know what's going on and what to expect. So complimentary lunch for veterans in the area Wednesday, February 25th at noon at the Betty J. McCormick Center here in town, which that's over on Prospect Avenue if you're not familiar. It's basically they sit behind the YMCA.
Yeah.
Last thing that I want to kind of briefly touch on real quick. Let me find it again. I had it pulled up. I'm sorry.
Well, let me let people know who you are.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Speaking with Bill Davis from the Vincennes YMCA, and he's getting ready to tell us his third event he wanted to let us know about.
Yeah, so, you know, we're kind of getting a little bit of spring fever out here a little bit this week. So keeping in mind that summer camp registration will be starting soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our summer camp program is a 10-week program that will start after Memorial Day. And it will run until July 31st, and it is for any kids that will be entering kindergarten in the fall through any kids entering the sixth grade in the fall. We do have a max of 150 for the registrations, but those registrations will open up on March 2nd, 8 a.m. on March 2nd.
Okay.
And that will be for – if you have questions and you other you'll contact Aaron at the YMCA, which, you know, the phone number once again is 812-895-9622. He can answer all your questions, but just remember – registration papers will come out a week ahead of time that you can start coming in and gobbling those papers up, but you won't be able to register until March 2nd, though. So,
and you may want to be there at March 2nd at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I might have to come in later.
Well, what I mean was, like, if you're wanting your kid to get registered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It fills up pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, probably that day.
It won't fill up that day, but it will be within a matter of probably a couple weeks that we
are
really close. I mean, that sounds like a time period there, but in actuality of all, 2 weeks isn't. It's not very much. And so, but, you know, now one thing that we do also need to remind people is we do offer financial assistance for programs. For an example, the registration fee, I believe, is $100 a week per child if you're a member of the Y.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's $165 or somewhere around in there if you're a non-member. But if you are like, oh, man, I want them to go, but I can't afford it, well, you can apply for financial assistance.
Okay.
We have extra funds. We do fundraising throughout the year to help store this up. That is all part of the registration packet. There will be no online registrations this year.
Okay.
It will strictly be through pen and paper. So you'll have to stop in at the Y. There will also be a link on our website and also on our socials that will direct you to the registration paper as well.
With it being 2026, doesn't that complicate things, though, not having online registration?
It does for some people, but it creates a big headache on our end as well, because with the program that we use, you can easily manipulate things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so.
Some people are smart about those kinds of things. So.
And we've, you know, the company that we use for this, we've talked to them several times about fixing the bug in there, and that nothing's. They're just saying, just do one registration fee. And I'm like, it's not that simple. But we want to make sure that we're providing this summer camp for all of our kids in the area that might need it. So,
all right. Well, Bill, if anybody wants to know more about the Vincennes YMCA, where can they go to find more stuff?
They can go to our website, vincennesymca.org. They can go to our socials. We have the main two that we use are Facebook and Insta. So you can go there, or just simply call the Y, 812-895-9622. You can ask for myself, depending on who you get. No, I'm just joking. the front desk staff will be able to assist you. And if they don't, they'll get you to the right person. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, as always, I appreciate you coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Bill Davis with the Vincennes YMCA.